Here, holding off Ches, Yom Nalfi on top. But Omer Reb Zera, Zera says like this. Omer Shmuel, Lidain Sakin. This is somebody takes a knife, and he gets it red hot, like he gets it hot in fire. Lidain Sakin. Rashi says means bor in fire. Loshen Chom and Nikro Libun, Loshen Aloy is Kerim, the Admoisai. Kids, you make your knife, you can make a knife, the blade of it, red hot. And then he takes this knife and he makes a shkita with it. So Bzeira says, Omer Shmuel, that shkitosek shera. Still the shkita is kosher. Rashi says, the chiddush is that you should not say, sreifa izu, vole shkita. Maybe it's called, he burned this simonim, he did not cut it. No, still we say it's called cutting. Mora says, why? Chiduda koidim libuna. Because the sharpness of the knife, that still cuts it before it burns it. Rashi says, "Matim u'maya lachtoich." It cuts it first. Koidim she yischave habehema minor before, like it burns from the red hot knife. That's the chiddush. If it would have burnt it first, that's not called the shchita. Shchita means you have to cut this one and not burn them. But here we say it cuts it first. So more still, yes, why we could studim? There's the sides of the knife. That burns. Rashi says we could studim the sakin shekeshe nichnas latoich hachatach koidim shetishochet roiv hasimonim hi serefes es hasimonim v'nim sesin serefes koidim shchita shrei veshet nukuvose b'mashu. The veshet, the windpipe, one small hole in it makes it a treifa. So here, when you started to cut this simonim, even if you want to say the sharpness of it cuts first, but the sides of the knife goes and burns like the rest of the simonim. So here the simon is burnt before you finish the shchita. So it shouldn't be worse as if there's a neck, if there's a hole in the veshet in the windpipe before you finish the shchita. But the question I have, we could start them, there's the sides of the knife that touches the simonim, that should like burn the simonim. So Morris says no. Beisa shchita mirvach rovach. The Beisa shchita itself is like it's wide. When it cuts, it's like it's wide. In other words, like it's like you take a string and you stretch it. So when you start to cut it there, it opens up very wide. So the kids said the sides of the knife do not touch the simonim, but rather as soon as it's cut, it opens up so wide that the knife does not touch the sides. So that's why the shchita is kosher. It's called Beis HaShchita. The simonim themselves, mirvach rovach, becomes wide since there's so much pressure, they're pulled so much that when you cut it, it just widens open. Rashi says, Misrachev HaChatach, the cutting widens open on the sides of the knife and it doesn't touch the simonim. So that's from Zeru Mishmul Shchidish. Now Ibolu, I have a question like this. Ibolu, what's going to be Libun Shvud? Let's say you took a Shvud, took this spit, the piece of metal, and you made it red hot, and then vehikah boy, and then you hit somebody. Rashi says as odom makah b'koach, you hit somebody strong with this red hot spit. So mishum shchin nidun boy, or mishum michve nidun. What is it called mishum shchin? Rashi says linyan negoyim. The first to come on that shchin, Rashi says buay dechoyim. That if you hit somebody and starts to boil up there, get burnt hot, that could cause the skin to become a shchin. Or michve bo machmas or, all the skin is burnt because of the fire. So here v'hocho diika tavayu b'hai minar dininiloi. Here when you hit this person with this metal, red hot metal, so two things happen to the skin there. First, what actually burns because of the heat. And secondly, it like bangs up, it gets hot because of the bang. So one has hilchos shchin on it, and one has hilchos michva, two different halachas, like we'll soon see. So which halacha do we call it? So Mer said, l'maynaf minu, what's the difference? Rashi says, what's the difference? Beis adov v'cholok, what's the difference between a din michva or a din shchin? So Mer says, yes, like the Tanya, learn like this. Shchin o michva mitamin b'shevu echad. It's true, whether a person has a shchin on his body, or whether he has a michveh, is both mitamim b'shvu echad, b'shnei simonim. They both have the same two simonim. B'seyelovon u'b'soyen, with white hair, seyelovon, u'b'soyen if it spreads. Seyelovon with white hair, u'b'soyen if it spreads out.
things. As you're saying, Bo Hesker, Asheni, Kumashikosev, Besesapachas, yeah. If it doesn't spread, Bloy Posha, Shavur, Rishain, Maskaroysa, Bishnia, yeah. Now, so that's a locha, what, Metam Bishwitz, Metama for 1 week, with these two simonim. Now, Voloma, Chokana Kosta, why is the Posha called two different, like Nigoyim? Loyma comes to teach us, Shem and Star from Zem Ze, that you have to have a shear to make a Tumas Nagoyim. So if you have half of a shear of one, half of the other one, it's no good. Rashi says what? Say it love and of soyin in posha, if it spreads, for like kinetak shesimen tumasa besayitzov. A simen nesak is there if this hair turns gold like. But here it's a simen if it's white and it spreads. So that's not community, you have to have these two simonim. Yes, the Mara says what? Lemashem starfim zem ze. So Rashi says shem starfim. Leshir nega ki gris. The size of a nega has to be the size of a gris. Like a bean. Chatsi pull, half the size of a pull. Shemola boy chatsi gris mach maschoim maka. Let's say half of a gris of your skin turns red because of the heat of the maka. Not because of the fire. And another chatsi gris right next to it turns red because of the burning of the fire. So loch was and not starf. Like this, that's the chiddush, that these two negoyim and not starf to give it a shame, you have a gris. Because otherwise it would have been tamei. But now that each one is a separate halacha, you only have a chatsi shear of each one, so you're not tamei. V'tanya, the Gemara says now, eiza shchin v'eiza michve, what's called a shchin? And shchin means the body became hot because it got hit. And what's called the michva that was burnt because of the fire? It's like this. Loka be'etz be'evin, if you got hit from a stick or from a stone, be'gefes, Rashi says, be'gefes means she hit min yoda be'pselish ozaisim, the bare part of the olives, and that's very hot. Ve'nichmen, it burns you. So it says what? So you get hit begefes or bechame tveria, or you get hit with chame tveria, that the hot water is a tveria, or bechol dover shloy bo mach mesor. Anything, even though it burns you, but it's not hot because of fire, all that's only called the shchin. It's not called the michve. Lasui comes to include eve mi ikroi. That eve means what the lime you take, the lead you take out of the earth. The hot lead, even though it's hot, but since it's not heat from fire, it's only from the ground itself, that's not called negoyim michve, that's all called a shchin, zeh shchin. Skits, anytime your body became hot, not because of fire, but only because you got hit, or something else that heated it up, that makes a shchin. V'yezeh michve, what's called the neg of a michve, that means michve, if you got burnt, you got chelos with coals, beremets, also a coal, yeah, all two different type of coals. Yeah. Besid, lime, reseach means hot lime that was heated up from the fire. Begafsis, reseach, also something that was heated up from the fire. Or the chol dover bo mach mesor, anything that's heated up from the fire. Lasi comes to include chamior, if you had boiling hot water that comes out of the hot water kettle. If that goes on your skin and burns you, and that makes a makah there, zui michva, that's called the shchin of a michva. So that's the chilek between a michva and a shchin. Now, the Tanya learned like this, shchin or michva. If you have a shchin and a michva, it depends. Im shchin koidim le michva. If first you had a shchin, first something banged there, and that made it red hot, and then something burned you, so locher is botol michva sa shchin. You go boss to the second one, that now it has tumas michva on it. Since the second thing that happened to this spot was it was burnt, you go boss to the second one. What about the opposite? Well, let's say via michva kedemus l'shchin. Let's say first you got burnt, and then you got hit, and that should be a shchin. So boto shchin as a michva. You go boss to the second one that has tumas shchin now, it's not called a michva. And the nafkamina is that the two are not in star for the shear. So that's the loch is. Now the question over here is, if you took a red hot piece of metal, So when it hits you, two things happens. First of all, it gives you a heat, a bang, you get hot because of the bang. And secondly, you get hot because of the heat of the fire. So the Hoch of the Gemara says, Hechidomi, what's the case by us? Kegoin de heavy bay chatzi gris shkin mikoro. That this person had already a chatzi gris, half of the size of a bean, half of the shear of a shkin. That means he was banged before, and because of that bang, a shkin became on the skin there. And now what happened was, veli bein shvud, he took the spit and made it red hot, vika boy, and he hit himself there. Venofek be chatzi gris achar. And now another chatzi gris, that together you have the size of a gris, the size of a bean there. So, Shalom, what's the law of my? Chavot kodim, do we say first it's still like you got hit? So, first was the shin. V'yosei havola, and then second is the heat burnt you. Sen ubi umavato leile chavoto, that the heat is mavatol, the bang. Vevele shin umichve, it's called, the first one was a shin, and the second one now is a michve. And it's so v'loim mitzarfen, you don't have a tumas negoim, you now mitzarfen too. Or do we maybe know? Havola kodim, here when you got hit with this red hot spit, maybe we considered it as if you got burnt first. So first was the heat of the burn. V'yosei chavot, and then the second was you got hit. V'yosei chavot mevatol el havola. So the heat that became because you got hit, that's mevatol, the first burning. Therefore, v'hevelei shchin, it has a loch of a shchin here. If so, then v'hevelei shchin u'shchin u'mitzarif. It's like you have a shchin and a shchin together. It's mitzarif. So that's our shaila. In case we get hit with a red hot piece of metal, how do we look at it? Is it if we got hit first and then burnt, or burnt first and then hit? Is it called a shchin or a mikva? That's our shaila. So Moses says, Toshma, come in here. The Yom Rav Zera Mashmuel Li Bein Sakin. If somebody that was first halacha, if you made a knife red hot, Veshochet bo, you made a shchita with it. So as Zera said on Mashmuel, shchita osak sheira. The shchita is a good shchita. Why? Chiduda koydum lifuna. That first the knife cuts the simonim, and then later first burns it. So Alma, what do we see? That chavota koydum. That first the hit comes, like first the knife cuts, and then it gets burnt. Scories have a right our case also. Since first you got banged, and then you got burnt. So if so, should have a loch of a michve. And then if you have a shchin first and then this, it should not be mitzvah the two. So Gemara says, no, maybe there's no proof. I'll tell you here, chidud shani. Maybe by a knife that's so sharp, here it's different. When you cut with a knife, here we consider the sharpness hits you, cuts first before it burns. If you just get banged with a piece of metal, red hot metal, maybe you get burnt before you get banged, so there's no proof. Toshma, we know the proof. It says, libin shvud. Let's say you made a shvud, a spit, a piece of metal, red hot. V'ikah boy, and you hit somebody. So nidim boy mishun michveseish. Says clearly, it has a loch of michveseish. Salma said clearly from here, that chavot kodim, that first it seemed like you got banged, so first was the shchin, and then you got burnt, so you go bosa the second, the burning. So says clearly, it has a loch of burning a second. So Mora says, no, hosam nami, still maybe here it's different. Hosam nami, the bazuya mivraz tainu chidud. Here we take a shavud, a spit, that's also like a spear. So that, like, when that, like, you stab it in. So the stabbing it in, maybe that's like a chidud, that's like cutting it. Rashi says, the bazuya mivrazish lehikul bekoich. He didn't hit it with his strength. Elodokru, he just stabbed it. Vien khan chavot is not called really banging. Elohevel, the main thing is the heat. So it could be, let's try the cloud, there's no bang. There's only heat. Avali kova, maybe we hit somebody where there's a bang and burning, maybe there it's different. So again, you have no proof. The spit could also be different. But the spit has a point to it. So it's the point that went in, so that's not so much of a marker, that's more like only get burnt. If you take a solid piece of metal and some bang you, but you get a real good clap, a good bang, so it could be maybe that's a suffix, which one comes first, the bang or the heat, that you wouldn't have a proof for. Yeah. Nothing more says. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Abravua, Sakin Shlavodes Kechovim. We have a knife that has a loch of Avodah Zorah on it. Either means, Rashi says Shlavodes Kechovim means, Shemesham Shembo Korbonis Shlavodes Kechovim. That the Goyim or a Jew used this knife to shech the Korban Avodah Zorah. and therefore the knife is also bano. We were saying more in a certain avodah zarah, or the tabnet kol hamakoymis. That means bekelim shenishtam shalvazachovim. We have a kli that they used it to worship avodah zarah with, so it's also bano. So kids, if we have a knife that they used to worship avodah zarah with, to make a shechita with avodah zarah, so it's also bano. So Rav Avuhu says a chiddush that mutar lishchet bo, Jew is allowed to take it and make a shechita with it. You could shecht an animal with it. But we also lachtek bo boso. But if you have meat already, you're not allowed to cut the meat. That's also. I will also lachtek bo boso. You can't stop cut meat with it. So he's mazben now. Mutar lishchet bo. The reason why he says you're allowed to make a shechita with this knife, even though the knife is also bano, because mekalkel hu. By you making a shechita, you be mekalkel, like you're killing the animal. Rashi says, "V'yain zuano." It's not called like cutting hano from the knife. Shebechayeh hoyu demem rubim, because when the animal was alive, it was worth more than after shechita. So therefore, because Rashi says when it's alive, it's oimid legimul dvorim legadol or ulavolodos lecharisho lachila. It's oimid to have kids to work with, to eat with. So therefore, it's better off when it's alive. So if you shecht it, it's called a kilkel, and therefore it's mutter. Even though the meister are getting a heter out of it, but the ikke stamshus of shchita we call this called a kilkel. But we also lachtech babosa, you're not allowed to cut the piece of meat you have in your house with this knife, because mesakanu, that's being mesakan the knife, and that's called having a knife, and misurino, that's also. Namish what Toysias, kash, avgad the serf perk el dvorim, bibsochim, mechayev linin Shabbos, if you shecht on Shabbos yichayev, kabishechim Shabbos bechutz, Yeah, mishum tikkun kol du. So he says, because over there, lemaisi would be misakan the animal a little bit, like you're taking off the yisareva min achai. So shani shabbos rashi says the meleches machsheva sos v'teira. V'chivun sheish tikkun purta lemaisi you are be misaki fixing a little bit. That's called the meleches machshevas. Therefore yichayiv. Ma shenkein fahano. It has to be that you're having more enjoyment than the kukul. And here we say now that the kilkel is more than the tikkun. So therefore, if we call it hano, it's not called you have enjoyment from it. But is the malacha called the malacha? Yes, because the ma'aseh has some type of a tikkun is done to it. That's called the malacha. Yeah. So that's one malacha. Then the Gemara says, Omar Rovo, pomim sometimes shashoichet also. Sometimes even also to shecht an animal with this knife that's also bano. Bimisukenis. In a case where the animal is a mesukin to die anyway, so therefore there's no use in keeping it alive. Otherwise, you want to shecht it fast to have a head to eat the meat. So then the shechit is a complete tikkun. That's called you having hano enjoyment from the knife. Then it's also. Or mechatech muten. Sometimes you're allowed to cut the meat with this knife. Be atme. In the case of atme means it's a nice chosh of a piece of meat. The kayomim lekurbano. That it's oimid now to bring it the way it is in front of, Rashi says, biat b'dikayim l'korbano, nachtum toivim, you have nice pieces of meat. And it's cut that way to serve or to send to a present, it's a good piece of meat. So if you're going to cut it now, you're going to ruin that nice piece of meat. So then it's mutter to cut the meat with this knife. Again, there's no hano, it's called the kilkul, is greater than the tikkun. So that's called the atmir, a piece of meat, the kaim of the kurbana. That right now it's cut nice to give her a present. For at the gemara of a tapik le mishum shanunis, the yisura, for anywhere it should be also the cut with this knife. If you use this knife to shech l'avoid zoro, so it's also bano, and also there's fats of the avoid zoro on the knife. So b'chal, it's also to cut the knife with it. The Rashi speaks to a tapik le yaf, agav devim, even his last case, where it's been mekalkol, still it should be also to cut your meat with it. Because of the fat that's on the knife, the nivla shenivla besakim, like the fat is nivla blue inside the sakin, inside the knife. So Rashi's mashmah, not only the fat that's on the outside of the knife, but the fat goes inside the knife. And when you cut a piece of meat now, the fat comes out from the knife into the meat. So even though you're not having hanor from this cutting, still it should be yosal tisuri hanor, alfiyis the treifus shaboy, this is shemnunis shaboy. So Marin says, the case is talking about Bichadosha. It's a new knife. Rashi said that they didn't cut with it yet. For the Gemara Chadosha, new knife, then Ben Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Rabbi Kiva, Misham Shavarez Kechavim Heim, or Misham Shavarez Kechavim, Einem Asur Machi Yavdu. They're not Asur until you use it, until you worship with it. Rosh Chodesh, why is it also my Mitzvah? Mishum Ozechovim to a high sack and level. It's not of Ozechovim Mamish itself. It's only Mishamsha of Ozechovim, using it to worship. So that's the Machlokes of Ben Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Rabbi Kiva Rashi, as they argue in Perek Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah. So the Mandiyam says it's also Miyad, Viku Mandiyam Shatavod, but Kulu Moide Vikalim. The Eina Masur Machiyav, everybody holds that Kalim does not become Muslim until you actually use it and worship, to use it when you worship the Avodah Zarah. So if it's a new knife that wasn't used yet, so why is the knife also Bahano then? So where it says, Ibois in one territ says the Postak Begavza, Lovers of Chavim. It could be yes to use this knife once to cut wood, to burn L'shem Avodah Zarah. So Kitsa was used L'shem Avodah Zarah, that's why it's also Bahano. As far as the treifas goes, it was never used yet to cut meat. The boy is saying, another could be like this. The boy is saying, I'll tell you, be yishona. No, maybe we're talking about an old knife. A knife that they used already to shech the shem of Oidizoro. Aye, the question is then, there's shamnunis, there's fats in the knife. That there it says, shalibnabor, where they already kasha this knife like. They already put the knife over fire. They like made it red hot. So that's the way you kasha it. So as far as the bliya goes, the bliya went out. Rashi says, "Going she libna biyor v'yenkan iser shamnun." There's no more fats inside this knife, so it's only al iser hano al avoid the zara. So then we say, if you're cutting a good piece of meat, that you're ruining it, therefore it's muta. Itma learn like this: Itma hashoychet b'sakn shavos gachovim. If somebody makes a shchita with a knife that's also bano, a knife that was used to avoid the zara, so rava makhalif. So mashma not only al iser hano, but al shamnunis. Like I said, that this knife was used already, so it has fats of avoid the zara on it, and now you made a shechita on a kosher animal. So rava makhalif, that's all you have to do to that piece of meat where you cut, it's just kalif. Rashi says, like, peel off that skin. Based on shechita, just peel off the skin, or the outer layer of the meat where you shechta there, mipnei shebola shamnunis asakin, because that kedei klipa kalif, that meat right around it, it dissolved from the shuman, the fat of the avodah zara. Rabba Bar Bar Chonama Mediach. He also knows you don't even have to cut off any piece of meat there. It's enough just to wash it off. That's all. Just wash it off with water. That piece of meat by the Beis Hashchita, just wash it off. So what's the machlekes? Leima. Let's say b'chokamiflagi. This is what the argument b'chokamiflagi. The mass of a Beis Hashchita training. One knows even though the Beis Hashchita, where you take the knife and you cut, you go back and forth, it gets a little bit hot. That's not cold, really hot, it's still cold. And therefore we know, tzainain, the bliyas issa doesn't go in, so all you have to do is just wash it off. Well, Masav one holds know that beis hashchita roseach, that when you're cutting the meat there, you make the meat nice and hot. And therefore, it's buleya from the sakin. So therefore, at least it's buleya kadei klipa. Therefore, you have to cut off the outer piece of meat. So maybe that's good for the machlekes. So much of the Lord, that's not the machlekes here. Hatei the kula yama beis hashchita rasech. Everybody holds that the beis hashchita, the part where you shech, since you move the knife back and forth to go through the meat, that makes that meat there nice and hot. If so, man the yama koil of shapadomi, the one that says you have to peel off the meat there, it's very good because since it's hot, it's boleya, the shuman goes in there. But a man the yama mediach, the one that says no, all you have to do is just wash it off. I did the treaty simon mafuki dam loy bliya. That since the simonim there, it's oimid, it's being working in pushing out blood, like when you cut there, the blood comes out. And since right then the simonim is throwing out its blood, it doesn't take anything in. So even though it's hot, still nothing comes in. Rashi says, Kleima, poitsoyas dam himasukim bloy bebliya. So since it's going out, nothing comes in. Ika the army is something like this. The kuliyam, everybody could hold basic shkita sonim. No, everybody could hold maybe the soros, the basic shkita is called like cold. So man the yama madiyah shap, the one that's all you do just wash it off very good, since it's only cold, so the tam doesn't go into the meat. But man the yama kov, the one that says no, you have to cut off the outer piece of meat. Agav duchka, this sakina bola, this swaras, even though the breast of sheet is cold, but when you press the knife down, the duchka, the pressing down of the knife into the meat, that makes it that the tam or the bliya that's inside the knife goes out into the meat. So if it was not enough just to wash off the piece of meat, but we're afraid that some of the fats went into the meat. Therefore, you have to cut off the outer layer. Rashi says duchad es tzadkin shemeshamshreich the bossy. It's like rubbing against the meat, but doichik by pressing it down, so that makes it get dissolved into the meat itself. Yeah. Rashi says v'chivun lo ifseko. It's a shalom the gemara without pressure the halacha. You have to go lisu rashi's v'isru the araisu. I'll do that called luchum here. The kind of mishalter lachacha machmir. A salt with the rice, you have to be machmir. Kamakal mechatchilu lo yishchad, you should not shech, to a sheikhet kam, it's only b'dievet. Lechatchilu you should not shech with this knife of Avodah Zarah. But b'dievet, if you did, you have to be machmir to make a klipa, to cut off the outer peel of the meat where you shech the boy. Now the Gemara says, sakin treifa. What's going to be a sakin treifa? Rashi doesn't mean sheshochet bo treifa. You shechted an animal, and after the shchit, you found out the animal was treif. So the kids, so the question is, this knife, treifa, like did the fats of the animal go into the knife or not? So, pli gibor of acharavin, tzamakloikis, chadoma b'chamen. How do you kasher this knife now? You have to put the knife into hot water to kasher it. Rashi tzorach lagilu esakim, neshebola shamunas treifa. Because the fats of the treifa went into the knife, so in order not to use it a second time to shech with, you have to first kasher it, you have to put it into boiling hot water. The Chadam once says no, but certain all you have to do is just wash it off in cold water. So Rashi says why? Because Kisava based Hashkrit is soiling, the loy bola sakin. Therefore, the knife was not belay, it did not dissolve any of the fats inside the knife. So that's the machloikis. Vilkos of what's the machloikis? I feel a bit soiling. It's enough just to wash it off in cold water. Yeah. So Rashi said it's only by a sakin shall hit there. We pass in this way. Yeah. Zu v'kashu levloya. There it's different. More before it's talking about the knife was used a lot to shame of Avodah Zarah. So you have to be afraid sometimes even cutting hot meat. So there the knife for sure has a bliyah of issa. It's only shal. Now when you shecht, does that bliyah come off into the meat? Now we say a suffix, maybe it does, because the meat is soft, so the tam of the knife goes into the meat. But here we want one time you shecht it with a hard knife into this treifa. It could be, we hold now, that the east of the treifa does not go into the knife. Since the knife is hard, if it's cold, it does not go in. So if all you have to do is just wash it off. Now, if there's something to wipe it on, Rashi says, bliyosa de parasa means, chatichas begid yishav, you have an old piece of cloth there. And you take this knife after you shechted the behemoth treifa and wipe it off on that cloth, you don't need more than that. You don't even have to wash it off in cold water. It's enough just to wipe it off. That takes all the fats off it. Now, Olaman, the one that says, Bechamin, that you have to know, wash off this knife, make a gola in hot water. My time, what's the reason? Mishum de kobola isura, because it's being boleya. Like this knife is getting some of the tam of the treifa inside it. Fred Gemara, Teherunami Bola. The Chordis knife was used before ready for Heter. So the knife was belay from Heter also. When the Mishum Nikol Bola Yisur, the more Teherunami Bola. It was belay. No, Merskash said this. Every single Shita should be the same way also then. Every Shita, when you first start shechting, like before you cut the two simonim, the animal is also. So every time you make a shechitah kasher, also the knife first received bliya from Issa. So every single knife should have to kasher it first. For the more teteret, even a kosher shechitah, nami bolei v'menachai. We read it. Hey, teteret nami bolei v'menachai. Even a regular shechitah, before the animal is killed, before you cut two simonim, so the animal is not kosher teeth, it's still neva menachai. And when you first start to cut, so the knife gets bliya from the eva menachai. So every single time you shecht, you should have to kasher the knife. So Mor says, no. Eim is bola, when does the knife receive the bliya of the tam, of the meat, the chichayma, only when the knife becomes hot. I mean, after you go back and forth a few times. So eim is kochayma, when does the knife become hot? The chigom roshchita, only after you finish the shchita. Hayisho sohet teruhu. At the end of the shchita, it's no more evim enachai. At the end of the shchita, we say it's kosher. Therefore, the knife is kosher. Therefore, a regular shchita, it's okay. Here it's only a shiloh if the shchit was by a treifa. By a treifa we have a suffix. We have a shiloh. Now the Gemara says, Omer of Yehuda Marav, ha-tabuch, tzorach shloisha sakinim, a regular butcher has to have three knives on hand. He has to have three different type of knives, three knives. Achas shachar, but one that he shachs with. V'yechod shemechatech b'bosa, one that he chops the meat with. V'yechod shemechatech b'chalovim, and one that he cuts the fats off with. Because the fat tak is traced out when he can't use to cut the meat with. And want to cut the meat with, but since he doesn't want to use the same knife as chita to cutting the meat, because he doesn't want to make a pagam, he doesn't want to ruin the knife. So if we have to have three knives. For the gemara of the sakan lechoda, let's have one knife. For lechtech babosa, for chita tak, you have to have a separate knife, not to make that one pogam. But now, the rest of it, use only one knife. And first cut off the meat, so be kosher. For the lechtech bachalovim, and then you cut off the fats. So what do you have to have two separate knives for? Use one knife and first cut the meat and then cut the fat. Tumor says no. We're afraid maybe first to cut the fats. That's treif of fats. So the knife becomes treif. And then we'll cut the bosa. That's why we don't want to do it this way. For the mahashtanami mechlefloy, now that he has two knives, maybe he'll mix up the two knives. Sometimes he'll think it's the one for meat and he'll use the one for fat. So also you have a gzeira. Shouldn't do it this way.